President Obama says he expects the nation's jobless rate, which is the highest it's been in 26 years, to get still worse before it gets better.
My expectation is that we will probably continue to see unemployment tick up for several months.
Unemployment is 9.5% in the United States, and Mr. Obama says hiring is usually one of the last areas of a struggling economy to bounce back.
Even after you start moving into a recovery, positive growth, hiring typically lags for some time after that. That's been the historic norm.
The president spoke in the Oval Office after meeting with Dutch Prime Minister Jan-Peter Balkenende. More than 2 million jobs have been lost since Congress passed Mr. Obama's $787 billion Economic Recovery Act in February. Still, the president says there are reasons for optimism. Among them are signs of stabilization in the U.S. financial markets.
That means that companies can borrow, and banks are starting to lend again. Small businesses that might have worried just a couple of months ago about closing doors, they are now able to get a little more financing. That means they're less likely to lay off workers.
Other glimmers of economic hope appeared Tuesday. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.6% in June, about twice what economists had expected. The increase appeared to be driven by a 1.8% spike in wholesale prices, largely due to higher energy prices. Still, Mr. Obama is focused on creating jobs, a central message on his Tuesday visit to the economically devastated state of Michigan. The president is promoting his initiative to reform and strengthen community colleges, which offer training in various trades and professions. The goal is to help an additional 5 million Americans earn degrees and certificates in the next decade, better qualifying them for the jobs of the 21st century.
We've got to find new models of economic growth, particularly at a time when consumers are just not probably going to be spending as much as they were, and that has been driving a lot of economic growth over the last several months.
Unemployment in Michigan is the highest of any of the 50 states, 14.1%, largely because of job losses in the U.S. auto industry, which is based in Michigan. However, Mr. Obama says he sees promising signs there, too.
We're pleased to see that GM now and Chrysler have gotten out of bankruptcy. They have an opportunity to compete internationally. Had it not been for the steps that we took with respect to GM and Chrysler, the situation in Michigan, I think it's fair to say, would be far worse.
Meanwhile, Steve Rattner, whom Mr. Obama appointed in February to oversee the bailouts of GM and Chrysler, announced Monday he's stepping down. He'll be replaced by Ron Blum, a former union official. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.